911. What's your emergency?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the PIO Podcast, a place to discuss all public information related topics for police, fire, EMS, and local and federal government organizations.
It was a good learning experience for a lot of us that social media is not real life.
But we have to remember the media are very rarely a target audience. They're simply that conduit.
Our words have impacts on individuals, and it may not be positive. So just being thoughtful and mindful of the words that we speak.
I think what's so interesting about this position too, and this job and this profession, is that every one of us is looking for purpose. And when we find it here, that's it.
To know is that a crisis for one is not necessarily a crisis for another.
This episode is sponsored by the Social Media Strategy Summit, the leading provider of social media education. They host annual events designed specifically for government communications professionals like you to help you build and engage your communities through social media. Visit their website at socialmediastrategysummit.com to learn more and use promo code PIO Podcast for 10% off of your registration.
Today on the PIO Podcast, we have Sarah Alexander. She's a public information officer from the Lexington County Sheriff's Office. I'm sorry, Lexington County Sheriff's Department. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm really excited to have you on. There's so many things I've heard about you. You know, you work with a legend in the field, so it's always good to have somebody new on that's getting the background that you're getting now. So it's amazing. So let's first hear about you and your background. How did you end up at the Lexington County Sheriff's Department? And how long have you been in the Public Affairs Unit?
So I have been in the Sheriff's Department for almost 2 years now. So I started in November of 2021. Prior to that, I was the assignment desk editor at a local TV news station here in Columbia, South Carolina. So that required a lot of contact with local PIOs. So that is how I met Captain Myrick. And so I wasn't necessarily on the hunt for a new job, but I knew that I wasn't going to spend a whole lot of time in news. So when the position became available, Captain Myrick gave me a call one day and told me that he thought I should consider applying. And it didn't take much consideration, if I'm being completely honest. But I was blessed to be offered the job, and I have been loving it ever since.
Let me ask you this. This is kind of like a joke here, but what is it like working with Captain Myrick? Does he sleep with his AP guide?
Yeah, I can't tell you that for sure, but I think he definitely reads it for fun. So if you ever have an AP style question, he is the one to ask. He probably has most of it memorized.
Yeah, it's amazing how much he puts out. You know, you see his stuff that he puts out pretty much daily, I think daily at least. He talks about something AP related, and I think it's important to remind everybody, because we get complacent, we get into habits, and it's always good that he's putting out content that is valuable. So I do appreciate that. So for our listeners that do not know where Lexington County is, they probably do now because we're talking about Captain Myrick. But where is it? What's the population? And how is Lexington County Sheriff's Department staffed?
So if you look at a map of South Carolina and you drop a pin in the dead center, that's Columbia. If you go one county to the left, that's Lexington. So we're about 2 hours from the beach, about 2 hours from the mountains. Right in the middle, it's perfect. You can get anywhere you need in about 2 hours.
Okay, cool.
So there are roughly 300,000 people that live in Lexington County. And so we service all of the unincorporated areas of the county. And we do that with just under about 500 employees. That includes about 100 professional staff, about 120 detention positions, and then roughly 240 law enforcement positions. And within our unit itself, there are three people.
Okay, that was my next question. So your primary role is a digital communications coordinator, correct?
Yes.
So kind of detail, let's talk about that position and what you do.
Right, so my primary focus is being the agency's storyteller, photographer, and videographer. So this looks like event photography, our professional Class A photos that all of our staff takes, photos and videos for archival purposes, as well as putting together short-term or short-form and long-form video projects. On top of that, I also do some graphics for social media, some for promotional items, some other specialized projects like our annual report, holiday cards, birthday cards, that sort of fun stuff. And then I am the second line of defense when Captain Myrick is out of office or on leave. So I kind of step in to that position when he's out for media relations, news releases, and all that stuff.
Okay, so how many people are in the public affairs unit total?
Three.
Okay. And what's the third person do?
She is our public information coordinator. So she manages all of our social media platforms, both of our websites, and our internal newsletter.
Okay. Great. So that's kind of nice that you have that kind of breakdown, and that mm-hmm. that's pretty nice. And that's a fairly decent size public affairs unit for mm-hmm. an agency of that size. That's pretty nice. I know some that are bigger that do not have that many people at all. So
we are very thankful for the three people we have.
That's awesome. So let's talk about what social media platforms you guys are running.
So we are on mainly Facebook, X, or Twitter, whatever you prefer, Instagram, and LinkedIn. We also have a TikTok that we are pretty consistently working to improve upon. But our main audience is on Facebook, where we have just over 82,000 followers.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's impressive. Yeah. So you've been in the position a little over just about 2 years, you said, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Have you made any changes to what kind of digital communication you put out?
I wouldn't say any major big changes. Maybe just more of a prioritized focus. So like many agencies all over the country, we have struggled with recruiting over the past several years. And so in my time at the department, I have really prioritized recruiting content, whether that's videos, graphics, photos. We try to look at everything through a recruiting lens, and always ask, like, how can this be used to recruit? How can we improve this to use it to recruit? Who can we talk to within our agency that is good at recruiting other than our assigned recruiter who is fantastic?
So you have a separate recruiter that works for your agency that goes to, you know, job fairs, that kind of stuff. And then
answers. Yes, who is our agency recruiter.
Okay. So are you recording videos with that person as well for recruiting?
We have in the past. And then we've also done a series that we're continuing to do, just talking to our employees and how they got to where they're at, what brought them to us. Why they have stayed for as long as they have, if they've been here for a while. But we're also talking to younger employees and what attracted them to Lexington County.
You know, I think that is kind of the really good way to go, is to really humanize that mm-hmm. the experience of why they came there, and hearing it from an individual employee instead of doing the SWAT team, you know, going through, a room and showing somebody running radar and showing somebody making a traffic stop. We all know that they're going to do that in some capacity, but why somebody chose your agency? And I think that is, as a recruitment aspect, that matters more to the person that wants to look at an agency. They want to make sure they fit, right? I mean, I think that's mm-hmm. important. All right, so the challenges for digital communications, because of the pace and the volume that information moves across social media, and it quickly turns against law enforcement. How do you monitor your social media platform?
Let's take a quick break.
Roe is dead.
Supreme Court has delivered another blow to the Voting Rights Act.
Despite growing dangers from climate change, tonight the U.S. Supreme Court curbing the government's power to fight it.
The makeup of the Supreme Court, the decisions they have already handed down, and the cases they are hearing this year are not coincidental. So what is next? What can we expect from this chaos court and the networks at work to serve them up cases that will expedite their agenda? We'll seek to answer those questions, examining issues at the heart of the cases the court is currently deciding. Follow Grave Injustice wherever you get your podcasts. We're releasing episodes every Thursday throughout the season.
So we are really blessed to have three people, and that has proven very effective when it comes to monitoring all of our social media platforms. Because Facebook is huge. There's tons of profiles, tons of groups. And so we do most of it ourselves. We don't use any specific monitoring software. But because there's three of us, we're able to have multiple eyes on it. And so being able to do that has made the biggest difference. We're also, we have gotten accepted into a lot of local Facebook groups for neighborhoods, areas, mm-hmm. you know, happenings in Lexington, all of those things. So we're able to keep an eye on those as well. And we check every morning, we check all day, every day, pretty much. We watch the comments on our own posts. We watch the comments on posts we're tagged in. We keep an eye on a handful of people that, you know, are a little iffy mm-hmm. maybe. And we look at every post we're tagged in. If it's something important, we will send that on to the appropriate people. And then we have set some precedents for the types of comments that we will respond to ourselves. And that would be...
Can you give an example?
Yeah, so we will respond to people asking legitimate questions that we can provide an answer to, or if they're sharing false information. We will correct it.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So you're not using any software, so it's just a matter of the three eyes monitoring what's coming out. And I'm assuming maybe you have Google searches set up for keywords?
I don't know off the top of my head if we have that. If we do, we don't use it very often. Okay. But we also, our agency is so fantastic that if our intel unit or if a deputy or if somebody else sees something concerning on social media, they'll send it to us.
That's amazing.
And they'll let us know what's going on.
So that's good buy-in by the staff. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Excellent. So I was going to ask if you used any native software, but you don't, so let's work about that. Do you use the native to post? Are you always using the native application to post those applications?
So for posting, we use Sprout Social.
Okay.
So we have most, not all, but most of our social media platforms attached to it. So that allows us to schedule posts ahead of time, if the post allows that. And that allows us to post to all of them at one time. You know, if something pops up that needs to be posted right then, mm-hmm. typically we'll just go through the individual platform. But if it's something we can post ahead of time for a weekend or a holiday, we do schedule a good amount of posts.
Now, in regards to those posts, are you changing the post based on the application? Or is it pretty much the same comment, the same post across, like, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or X, whatever you want to call it? Are they the same post, or are they being changed for that application?
For the most part, between our Facebook and our Twitter account, they remain the same, barring character limits. Mm-hmm. Instagram, we usually keep on the lighter, happy side of things. So we don't post news releases on our Instagram page. That is saved for the happy, feel-good posts.
Okay. Great. So when you first started working in your current role, what surprised you about the position?
I think I was most surprised about how involved people are in our unit. So our agency as a whole, we're constantly being asked to help share information from other divisions, or people are giving us ideas that they've had for a video shoot or a photo shoot. And so I was surprised that the agency as a whole is so willing and ready to help us do our jobs the best we can. They really have an appreciation for what we do and why we do it and the value behind it. So I'm just very thankful to work with people who are so committed to helping us do what we do best.
And that again goes to your guys' willingness to listen to staff, because we have to admit as PIOs, we don't know it all. And sometimes those people in other positions in the department, they see things, they have a different perspective. I think that that's advantageous to always include them in the process. And God, if they're willing to give you ideas, that makes our life so much easier. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, they're fantastic.
Yeah, they are. What do you enjoy most about your current position?
So I love my job responsibilities. I love what I get to do every day, the photos, the videos, all of it. But I love the people that I get to do it, that do it with even more. When I applied for the job, Captain Myrick told me that the people at this agency were the nicest people he'd ever met. And he said, I'm not joking. This is for real. And he was right. You know, you hear that whenever you go somewhere. They're like, oh, this is a family. This is a family. And you're like, yeah, sure, okay. But he was right. I have felt nothing but cared for, looked after, and supported since I started working here. And there have been many times when Captain Myrick has been out of office where unusual circumstances happen. An incident occurs that's not super common or what have you. And it is kind of a running joke around the agency, but almost every time that one of those has happened, I have had someone from our executive staff call me just to check in, just to say, hey, how you doing? You good? You got everything you need? And so that just means so much to feel so supported.
Absolutely. To have them giving you that backup. And they're not saying you're doing anything wrong. It's more of, do you need more support? And that is really, mm-hmm. That goes to the environment of the organization that you guys have. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So for someone that would be interested in getting into the kind of role that you're in digital communications, what advice would you have for them to get started?
One thing that I did before I came to my job was I read a ton of news releases. They're very important. I read good ones, I read bad ones, I learned from them, I learned my agency's voice before I even went in for an interview. I learned how to write a news release effectively because I've never done that before. Mm-hmm. And so I just kind of immersed myself in those to really ingrain them in my head. And then I would also suggest having some kind of basic camera skills. While my position is very specific in the photos and the video aspect, knowing how to take a pretty decent photo or a video is a really effective skill to have.
You know, especially nowadays, because everything is, video is king in every way, shape, or form of what we do, whether, and now, you know, it's kind of funny how we had to shift the camera. You know, we used to do it, you know, horizontal, and now it's straight 9x16. Mm-hmm. And that is so important, because just understanding that you don't want to shoot having a tree coming out of somebody's head or a post coming out of the top of their head, you have to think about those backgrounds and the lighting. And, you know, how many times have we seen people doing press conferences with sunglasses on? It's like,
absolutely.
Those are the advices that you give to people over time that then they learn and they get better at it. But those are things that we learn as we go on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, your dog's going cute. What's a question that you wished I had asked, and how would you have answered it?
I can't come up with anything.
Okay.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Okay. All right. No big deal. I got a couple more thoughts that I wanted to ask you on. So, what kind of equipment are you using for video?
So we actually have three different Canon cameras, and then we have a GoPro that we actually just recently got. So we're trying to find some projects to use that one with.
Have you ever thrown a GoPro on a canine?
Not yet.
Those are some really great perspectives, let me tell you.
Yes. So we have, that is on the list. We have had that thought, but we have not done that yet. But we have two Canon DSLR cameras, mm-hmm. And then we have a Canon camcorder that we use kind of interchangeably depending on what video we're shooting.
And are you using wireless mics or wired mics for those?
Yes. So we use Sennheiser mics for kind of sit-down interview, mm-hmm. more formal situations. And then for on-the-go shoots, we typically will use the wireless Rode mics that clip on.
Right. You know, that's the interesting thing. I've seen some agencies try and do those highway videos, you know, they look impromptu, mm-hmm. and they're using the mic off of the camera, and it just, you hear all the background noise. You can barely, mm-hmm. understand the person talking and so on. Do you guys have like a TriCaster, or are you using like an iPad with a display to have them reading off of a straight video, kind of like they do in the news?
So we have a teleprompter set up that we can use, but in my 2 years here, we have not used it.
Okay.
Most of the time when we shoot stuff, it's question and answer, or it's them speaking from the heart.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. have you guys done critical incident videos where you've reviewed, you know, where, it may not necessarily be you guys, it would maybe be an executive from the department that is reviewing a video that was an officer-involved shooting, or something, you know, that became very controversial that you needed to get out in front of? You guys have done those?
We, not in my 2 years.
Okay.
No. We do live stream any media briefings, news conferences. We live stream any of that on our Facebook when it's going on, and then we do save it to our Facebook feed. But outside of that, we don't usually do like recap videos.
Okay, so the body camera footage from a shooting, you guys have never put that together yet at all? Okay.
No.
Cool. All right. Well, let's move off into the rapid fire questions. You ready?
All right, I'm ready.
All right, pancakes or waffles?
Waffles.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Adult drink of choice?
Dr. Pepper.
An adult drink of choice is Dr. Pepper?
It's my go-to.
There you go. What makes you laugh?
My husband.
Do you have a hobby?
Reading. Does that count?
Yeah, that'll count. What genre?
All sorts of stuff. It varies. Mostly fiction. I don't do a whole lot of nonfiction.
Okay. If you could choose any historical figure and sit down and have coffee with them, who would it be?
Taylor Swift. She will one day be in history books.
Oh, I'm sure she will be. Yeah. Especially now with the stuff going on lately. You know, mm-hmm. it's crazy how that has just blown up. Final thoughts. What key points would you like listeners to take away from the interview today?
This job is fun, and it's even more fun when you find the right team to do it with.
I agree with you. I can't disagree at all with that. That is so true. Makes life so much more fun. And when you can have fun doing it, you get really creative at putting out some really great content.
Absolutely.
Anything you'd like to add?
Working for a law enforcement agency, there's bad things happening left and right. But there are good things too. And you have to seek those out, and you have to really strive to tell those good stories as well.
Great point. How can people best reach out to you if they want to connect or learn more about your position or what you do?
They can connect with me on LinkedIn, or they can follow me on Twitter.
And I will add all of that into the show notes. Sarah, thank you very, very much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, hold on 1 second. And that's Sarah Alexander from the Lexington County Sheriff's Department. That's all for this week. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast to get notified of the latest episode. If you are listening on a platform that allows reviews, please give us a review. We appreciate any review, good or bad. It helps us improve on each episode. Until next time, be safe.